Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Tamara Ryan. She is a visionary social enterprise leader, author, speaker, and growth and change management embracer. Tamara, welcome to our podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Christopher.
So I love that now the word social enterprise has been in the zeitgeist long enough that people get it. Hopefully they get it, but talk to us about what that means when you say that you're a visionary social enterprise leader.
Well, you're right. It is finally popular. It's like I've been wearing a leisure suit for 20, 30 years and now they're cool. a social enterprise really uses the marketplace to advance a social mission. And so however one sells products or services, the end goal, what makes it a social enterprise is that it really is trying to have an impact on a social issue.
That's great. When did you feel that you had this real deep desire or need to have a cause or issue? Was it when you were a kid? You had parents that inspired you? What was the genesis of that?
Well, I think I didn't realize it as a kid, but when I finally decided to make Denver my home for the long term, I'd lived a few different places and came home to Colorado. I realized that when you decide to make a place your home, you really make a commitment to that community to do what you can to make it better. So that was an epiphany for me, and maybe was just an adult moment of realizing that I wanted to not just go to work every day and have my own career, but I wanted to have an impact on the community in a larger sense.
And what specifically did you choose to focus on in the community?
Well, I believe that when you change a woman's life, you change her family's life. I think that fundamentally the women in the family end up being often the glue that either holds it together or doesn't. And so I found Women's Beam Project and began volunteering initially because I loved the business model. There is this business that makes bean soup and other food items and employs women experiencing chronic unemployment. And I love this idea that the better the business did, the more women could be served. And then I got to have the opportunity to see the transformation that happens, firsthand. And so it was a little bit of, I had this notion that I believed in something, and then I got to see it in action and realize that that's what resonated with me.
And I noticed that you have been in action with the Women's Bean Project for quite some time now. So what has compelled you to continue? Because you're clearly a very intelligent, ambitious woman. What allowed you to continue this path?
You're right. I don't think anybody starts a job thinking that they're going to stay. I've been at Women's Bean Project, the CEO, for 17 years. And that first transition from a volunteer to a paid staff member, I thought maybe would be 3 to 5 years. What has kept me there is the fact that every year at the Bean Project is different. And we've been able to grow the business significantly in the time that I've been there.
So it's a business, right? Or not a nonprofit?
Yes.
It's okay.
Well, it is both. So we are a nonprofit business. We sell our products across the country in thousands of stores and online. And the proceeds allow us to pay the women who we're also providing services to. So that we hire them for a paid job, and they work for us for 6 to 9 months. And then at the end of that time, they transition to a job in the community.
That's great. And talk about what they're actually selling. What is this Bean Project?
Well, we started our very first product was a bean soup mix. So a 10 bean soup mix that was made by two women and a $500 investment by our founder in 1989. And today we have 50 different food products, up 6 different bean soup mixes, baking mixes. We have snacks and popcorn and a whole bunch of different products that we sell across the country.
That's amazing. Tell us some of the examples of people. Because for me, let's say I started a homeless youth program in LA at a homeless shelter. And when people ask me, why did you do it? Or why do you keep doing it? And I always just, it's so horrifically sad when, let's say, I meet an 8-year-old young girl named Hannah who has a 6-year-old sister named Savannah and a four-year-old brother named Nicholas with her single father. And outside, her neighbors are pimps and prostitutes and drug dealers and drug addicts. And so when people ask me, you know, why did I start it? Or why did I do it? I'm like, because I saw Hannah, who's 8 years old, who's homeless. And it just broke my heart. So that's my story. But what about you? What are some of those gut-wrenching stories that you see and also inspiring stories, frankly, that you also have helped develop?
The one story that comes to mind when you give that example is a woman named Selena, who was 21 when we hired her, and that's our minimum age for hiring. But she shared her story with me. When she was 12, her mom introduced her to cocaine. And when she was 13, her mom kicked her out of the house because she perceived that Selena was competition for boyfriends. And so at 13, she was on the streets, couldn't stay in school because she didn't have, you know, enough stability to go to school every day. She was too young to get a job. So she started hanging around with people who used her to get money and to help peddle drugs. And she did that until she was 18. And probably the thing that saved her life was the fact that she was arrested, because that got her in the system and got her the attention that she needed to turn her life around. So she was on probation for 3 years, and then we hired her at the end of that time. And during the time that she was working with us, she was in an abusive relationship that, with our support, she was able to get out of. She found housing. She got the stability that she needed to move on with her life. And today, 10, 11 years later, she's married and has a young daughter and has more than one job, actually. And one of her jobs is going into a local prison where she resides now and doing ministry work with the women in the prison. And I think about the path that she was on, which was going to lead to her continuing to use drugs, perhaps her death. You think about the path she could have been on relative to the path she is on today. Her daughter will never know a time where she didn't work. She'll never know a time that like Selena had when she was growing up. And I think that that's what's so amazing, is if you can transform someone's path, then that changes the path of all the people around her. To me, that's why we do this work, any of us, is that it's about both the individual and about the ripple effect that occurs as a result of that individual's change.
Yeah. I mean, Tamara, I couldn't agree more. I mean, even with when they study this on a macro scale, like Bill Gates has all these studies where those who are more impoverished have 6 kids and those who are more developed in countries have 2 kids. And so many of the problems, and I'm also the problem when I first started this program, where I'm like, well, why don't these homeless people get this job? Why don't they? Like, I was just very presumptive, assumptive, and frankly ignorant. But when I started seeing the challenges they had, like you just said with Selena, where it's so easy to judge that 25-year-old Selena or Sam on the street holding up the sign asking for money. Whereas if you rewind their life, they are Selena, because what you just shared are the students that I met at the shelter, because unfortunately, many of them have had some very traumatic upbringings. But thanks to your business, they have a chance to a better life and our society gets better. So I really appreciate you sharing this very powerful story, Tamara. How can our guests connect with you, stay in touch with you, and support you?
Well, a great way to learn more about Women's Bean Project is to go to womensbeanproject.com. And I can be followed on Twitter at Tamara Ryan. And Women's Bean Project is very active on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just Women's Bean Project. I think that that's really the great way to learn the women's stories and see where people can buy the product, because the best way to support us is to purchase a product and give it as gifts. Because often what happens is when people receive those products as gifts, they become customers. And so that's how we spread the word.
That's perfect. Tamara, thank you again for being on our show. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.